In order to prove that the state suppressed exculpatory evidence, it's basically a three-part test. You have to prove that the prosecutor withheld or suppressed the evidence, that the evidence was favorable to the defense, and that the evidence was material either to guilt or to punishment. So it's a three-prong test that an applicant has to meet in order to get relief on Brady. So favorable evidence, what does that mean? It means that evidence that if it's disclosed and used effectively may make the difference between conviction or acquittal. So what kind of exculpatory evidence are we talking about, right? What does that mean? What does exculpatory evidence mean? It's evidence that may justify or excuse or clear the defendant. And impeachment evidence is also something that you have to turn over. It's evidence that disputes, disparages, denies, or contradicts other evidence. All this information can be found in Pena versus State, and the citation to that is later on in the presentation. Now, materiality, right? Proving materiality. Weary versus Kane was a 1998 case. It was a death penalty case, again, another death penalty case. It involved an incentivized witness. And the state in that case didn't disclose several things. One was like police records showing that there were two inmates that were, I guess, cellmates of the informant in that case, in the Weary case. And those inmates to that informant made statements that cast doubt on the informant's credibility. There was also information that the state had that the informant had sought a deal, actually two times, I think, had sought a deal in the case. And the prosecutor actually kind of asserted the opposite, that there was no deal or there was no deal asked for by the informant. And then there was also medical records that the alleged accomplice had some sort of like medical procedure that would cast doubt upon the informant's story that he, you know, what he told the police. So basically in the case, in the Weary case, that's where we found this particular part of the materiality where it talks about this type of evidence that was withheld had a reasonable likelihood that it affected, that it could have affected the judgment of the jury, right? To prevail, they said, the applicant doesn't need to show that he more likely than not would have been acquitted. He just has to show that the new evidence is sufficient to undermine confidence in the verdict. So Thomas versus State was a Dallas County case. In that case, witnesses told police and later also told the prosecutor information that would have eliminated the defendant as the murderer in this case. The court held that the state had the affirmative duty to disclose this evidence, and that if the prosecutor was unsure whether or not they had to disclose the evidence, then maybe they should just submit the evidence to the trial judge for the trial judge's consideration, right? Like an in-camera inspection type thing. Also, the court kind of pointed out that in Brady really is aimed to make sure that a trial is fair, right? That somebody's due process rights are not violated, and not so much on, you know, punishing the prosecutor for failing to turn over this favorable evidence. That, I guess, is more of a disciplinary issue and a whole other ball of wax, but Brady really focuses on whether or not the information was turned over, not whether the prosecutor, you know, withheld the evidence in bad faith, or was it an accident or mistake or whatever. So in Thomas, the prosecutor, I guess when the information came to light, the prosecutor testified that they would have brought this witnesses. So essentially what happened was the witness said that the defendant was in a different location So there was like an apartment or some type of building, and the defendant was like in the front of the apartment, and the shooting happened in the back of the apartment. So it made it impossible for the defendant to have been in both places. So that's the information that the prosecutor withheld, that the witness said that the defendant was in some other place, which made it impossible for the defendant to have committed the crime. So the prosecutor said, you know, in a hearing, that they would have brought that witness's testimony forward to the court's attention if the prosecutor thought that this testimony would have been exculpatory in any manner. Now, I'm not sure where the confusion was as to why that wasn't, you know, something that the prosecutor, you know, clicked on. But at the end of the day, let's just say that the prosecutor doesn't believe that the witness is being credible. Does the prosecutor have to turn over this evidence if the prosecutor does not believe the witness? And the answer is yes, right? The answer is yes. It doesn't matter whether or not the prosecutor believes the witness or finds the witness to be credible or whatever. The evidence still has to be turned over. So Richardson was a Lubbock case. It was from 1987. And in that case, the state failed to turn over the diary of a guard